Learn from the man who spends much of his life speaking to the back of your head.
Meet Daniel Robinson, the Pike High School senior who wants to be a champ, a poetry champ.
So invisibly from the mind to a mouth.
Robinson's a veteran of the Poetry Out Loud competitions now. He finished second last year. The Larry Bradley poem, The Barber, was one of three he recited. He took third place the year before, and he has a strategy to win it all this time around.
This year, I'm going to try to go more heartstrings and see what I can do with that. And try to get more emotional with the audience, because last year I figured out that I can hold an audience.
There's an art to poetry performance. To win, Poetry Out Loud contestants have to convey the nuances and meanings of their poem without being overly dramatic. It's not so much acting as inhabiting the words of the poem. Judges use a scoring rubric. Complex poems score higher than simple ones, and judges have to be convinced that the students understand the poems they're reciting.
Robinson got into the Poetry Out Loud competitions after getting involved in theater at Pike. And though he's been writing poetry for years, the thrill of the performance is a big part of why he wants to compete.
For me, every crowd is going to be different because you don't know what people are going to laugh at. You don't know what people are going to be sad at. But the more people you've performed in front of, the more prepared you're going to be and the more comfortable you will be in talking in front of people.
Drama teacher Karen Stratton says the competition connects young people like Daniel to the art of poetry, and it challenges them to engage what can be a difficult literary form.
It's the opportunity to have self-expression in a positive way. And all kids need that, all teenagers, to be able to remember that we are human beings.
To advance to this weekend's state competition, Robinson first had to win at Pike. About 15 students showed up at the school's library last month to participate. Robinson went prepared to recite three poems, including Kevin Young's Negative.
Wake to find everything black, what was white.
The poem imagines the world seen as a film negative, where dark is light and light is dark, as a way of exploring issues of race. After everyone finished, the judges only need about 5 minutes to declare him the winner. In a side room after the competition, they immediately begin strategizing about the state competition. Stratton suggested switching out one of his poems.
The one that Cha-Cha did, Her Head, to take that and add so much layer to it, it would be absolutely wonderful.
They asked him to do a cold read of the poem by Joan Murray.
Near Ekwuvukeni in Natal, South Africa, a woman carries water on her head. After a year of drought, when one child in three is at risk of death, she returns from a distant well carrying water on her head.
Friendship After Love by Ella Wheeler Wilcox rounds out Robinson's roster, and he says it's actually the poem he connects with the most, a 19th century poem with a timeless theme, love and loss.
Like, I can relate to the story, and I know I can put like real emotions behind it instead of just having to act. It's actual emotions coming out when I do that one.
Emma Labierski, a senior from Plymouth, is Robinson's biggest competition. She's the state's first two-time champ and will compete again this year. The state finals will be held this Saturday at the Central Branch of the Indianapolis Public Library. The winner will represent Indiana at the national finals in D.C. in late April. For 90.1 WFY News, I'm Jill Sheridan.